is tying a biblical thing in this, the guy that Putin is being compelled by God to invade Ukraine, that it's just another level of how just how crazy stuff has become.
Yeah, you know, what's happening is, I'm not, you know, familiar with that, but I'll tell you what, I think that people on the right somehow, they sort of allied with Putin because they like authoritarianism, frankly, and they also like the fact that, you know, Trump was an authoritarian. There are people who would vote to give up their right to vote. In Algeria, about 15 years ago, the government put a thing on, said, would you like to give up your right to vote and let us run the government? And it won. And it was not fraud. Now, they put a religious overtone on it. But the truth of the matter is that people, you have to fight for your rights. The farmers at Lexington and Concord were magnificent. Thanks for calling. The next one up is Robert of West Allis, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Robert?
Good morning. I agree with a lot of what Ali said. You know, there are some areas where Biden's done a great job. Where they lost me is on foreign policy. Jen Psaki yesterday was saying their position is, well, we'll never put in troops, we'll never put in equipment. I think the Biden administration needs to grow the hell up and realize the moment we're in, not the fantasy land or the moment they want to be in. The reality is you have authoritarians in Hungary. That's where the CPAC conference is going to be next year. You also have in Turkey, you have Erdogan, who has conflicts. You know, 30% of his energy is going to come from Russia over the next few years. He gets food from Ukraine and Russia. I think we seriously need to, you know, consider providing air support or equipment or other warships resources to help the Ukrainians out.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that the idea of lend-lease, and especially taking some of Putin's and the oligarchs' money and giving it to Ukraine, which I think we can do, I think that would be a very good idea, because if you get them with planes as well as Stingers and Javelins and really more lethal weapons to take out that convoy, that's exactly right. As far as Turkey is concerned, we have never done everything I thought we could in basically fanning old simmering relations. Turkey and Russia hate each other. During the Crimean War back in the 1850s, 170 years ago, you had Britain, France, and Turkey fighting Russia and beating Russia, okay? Then at the end of the 19th century, it was Russia that basically put the finishing blow on the Ottoman Empire, which was ultimately finally broken up after the First World War. Right now, Azerbaijan fought Armenia. Armenia is a Russian province. Armenians and the Azerbaijanis are Muslims, and the Azerbaijanis were very brutal towards the Armenians. Russia supported the Armenians, and there was a truce. Nobody in Turkey likes Russia. Everybody fears them, and everybody looks on them as a historical enemy. And why that hasn't been fanned more covertly, why we don't do social media tactics like they do, I don't know. China and Russia fought a hot war in 1969. You didn't remember it because the Vietnam War was going on over an island. They killed each other. China and Russia hate each other. They're different races. They're different religions. Why we don't fan some of that a lot better than we do, I don't know. Robert, thank you very much. And you're right. Biden is, thank God he's in there. Thank God that Trump isn't in there. But I'll tell you what, he could do a little more than economic sanctions. And we are. We are getting them Stingers. We are getting them Javelins. But it'd be nice to get them planes with bombs. And we could do that and have them fly to Latvia and Poland and bomb the hell out of the Ruskies. Dana Minona, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dana Minona?
Hello?
Yeah, Dan, can you hear me? Dan of Minona.
I just wanted to say, do the people on the right, all the misinformation that they believe is so out there, don't they have a BS meter anymore? Like, I mean, so far out there that, like, yeah, sure, why would they believe any of that, you know?
Right. You're making a good point, Dan. If for any reason you can't hear me because we had this one-way glitch, I heard you. Everybody in the air heard you. And whether or not you can hear me, here's my response to that. Right now, Facebook and Twitter and all the social media have dragged their feet. They really have dragged their feet. You know, they will link you up to your preferences. And if you're right wing, they will link you up to even more right wing sites. They shouldn't be doing that, quite frankly. Frankly, they have a monopoly. They should be broken up, quite frankly. Secondly, I'll tell you this. They right now, Russia has thrown Facebook off the air, by the way, but they have severely restricted Russian content. They will not, Google will not list Russian state media in Europe. They won't do it. And that is a good start, but I'm concerned they're too big. You know, you look at Standard Oil back in 1910, you look at AT&T in the 1980s, they were broken up. In the long run, it was a good thing AT&T was broken up. We have all sorts of phone competition and terrific and low prices. Same with Standard Oil. I'll give you an example on Amazon. Did you know that Amazon controls 70% of paper book sales and 80% of online book sales? 70 and 80%. That's a classic monopoly. As a result, they will not list some titles if they don't like it. They will censor you. When a private company owns 70% of the sales and distribution of paper books and 80% of electronic books, they are like the government. That should be forced. That should be divested. That should be broken up. They should not be permitted to censor books. That's just an example. Another example, if it turns out from your pattern on Facebook, you know, you like Trump, say, or you're a Republican, they'll say, well, you may want to visit these sites. And some of them aren't funny. Some of them aren't just the Babylon Bee, which is actually very funny. It's a right-wing satire site that can be very, very funny. However, it gets increasingly to the dark side so that it becomes the equivalent of porn. You know, so you like, you know, romances, suddenly they say, would you like porn? You like Trump and all that. So maybe you would like these white supremacist groups who like Putin. That is wrong. It's very profitable for them because you get click. It's all clickbait. You click on it and they get money and all that. One way to do it is to break them up, make them divest. Everybody goes, oh, capitalism. There's a thing called the Sherman Act, Act 1, Section 1 and 2. 1 and 2 prohibits monopolies. 1, basically price fixing and that kind of collusion. They're criminal statutes as well as civil statutes. We don't want to get there. But why did we break up Standard Oil 110 years ago? And why did we break up AT&T 40 years ago? And suddenly these guys are sacrosanct? These guys are sacrosanct? I don't think so. I don't think so. They have too much money and too many lobbyists. Places crawling with lobbyists. Here's my thought. Any lobbyist who's registered goes in the Capitol has to wear a yellow jacket, a yellow sports jacket. So when you see your congressman walking down the hallway with 8 guys in jackets, you figure he's a big man. He's an important man. These must be other congressmen. If you see your congressman walking down the aisle, down the lobby, and he has 8 guys in yellow jackets around him like bumblebees, stinging them, you know what is going on. There's not transparency. People are very naive. We're coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great programming coming up. Matt Flynn Direct will be back. Same place, same time tomorrow. I am signing off for today. Mary, Mary, tell me truly.